So we're going to pick it up. We got, last time we got to on Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Just to be working out, after we went through the list of the 15 women in the Mishnah, we were trying to figure out why was it that order. So that's going to be the continuation of today's daf as well. So the first suggestion that we had was because of the Chumrah. What's the most serious prohibition? Is Skila more serious? Is Sreifa more serious? So therefore we thought that the Mishnah was originally setting up the list of the 15 women based upon the Chumrah, what type of Mises based in one gets. Then we're going to move to a second interpretation. No, maybe it's based because it comes from a drasha. And since it comes from a drasha, this is Na'ith Rasha, so that's more chaviv, that's more special. A person works on something and they like it more, so it taught that first. The Gemara is now going to ask on that, and we'll see there's going to be a third explanation of why the order was in our Mishnah the way it was. So five lines from the top. Hashdur Omer Kol Milsa Da'asi B'Drasha Chavivale. Once you've come on to this idea, again, the second answer of the Gemara as to why we have this order, the first was in terms of how Machmir the Issa was the second, is that because it comes from a drosha, and that's what comes first. So let's be consistent. Lisne la'achos isha libasof. So then the wife's sister, that should come last, because that you have, it's an open pasuk. So since that didn't come from drosha, that, you know, if our mahalach now is whatever comes from a drosha, that's what gets precedence. So then, okay, so what doesn't come from a drosha, what's written b'favor, so that should be last. Aidi da ari be'isra ach vosa tan achos ishto. No, because the Mishnah was going with the iser about different types of sisters, so therefore in that context he teaches it together with his wife's sister as well. Okay, so one continues to ask them, "Velisnio behai bebava lebasof." If it's true, then this whole above, this whole section about sisters should be at the end when it goes through onto the wife's sister, right? So that's not going to come out of him. Ella, we're going to reject this whole drasha aspect. Elatana kurve nokat. Now it's depending how close of a relative. Interesting, like a korov, right? He means close, but it's also relative. Like we say, he's a korov to me, we're krovim, we're relatives. But how close of a relative is, you know, the different types of arias over here? Satana bito, okay, so the first closest type of erva there is his own daughter. Ubas bito, and then is his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter. And then ubas bino, right? And then his the daughter of his son, still his granddaughter, to krove atzma, because these are his own like blood relatives, right? It wasn't by marriage. This is his daughter, his granddaughter, you know, his blood is going through their veins. So that's the closest type of erva there is. Then Gemara says, va'aydi ditani shlosha doros lamato didei, and since it goes three generations below him, his daughter and his granddaughter, both his son's daughter and his daughter's daughter. So therefore, Tananami Shlosha Doros Lamata Dide. So now we're gonna the order goes like this. We're gonna go from three generations above. What's that? The idea Tani Shlosha Doros Lamata Dide, since it taught the three, you know, generations of his wife below, Tana Shlosha Doros Lamala Dide Didor. Sorry, it's Didor, I read it wrong. Not Dide, Didor, of her. Meaning from her mother, her mother-in-law, her mother-in-law's mother. So that's the order now. In the order, it depends on how close they are. And then we went down, so then we'll just go flip it in the inverse, and we'll go up in generations rather than going down. Vitana achoso v'achos imo dekroi v'atzmo. So it after that, then it goes teaches his sister and his mother's sister, and they're still his own blood relatives, right? This is his sister them, and but they're not as close as his own daughter. Va'aydi da'ayri be'isr achava. And since it's talking about the sisters, tan achos ishto, it goes on to the case of his wife's sister. Uvedinhu, and it's by logic, right? So what should have come next? The logic would have dictated the lekadma lechalosa mikayme eishes achiv shlohai ba'olamo. So this doesn't really work out exactly, because if you're doing this by closest, then the case of his daughter-in-law, that's what the kala here means. That was, that should have come before the Ashes Achiv Shalhai Ba'olamo. That was the case, I think that was the 14th case in the Mishnah, about someone who was not yet born when he was married to this woman. So then that's not a we explained last time that they have to be on planet Earth at the same time. But this brother who was not born yet, that's not the Shaykh the Parsha. Delo mishum kurvahu da isura, right? That's not actually because of closeness that she's aser. Ela aidi da airi be isur achavo tana eishes achiv shlohai ba olamo. Since we're talking about siblings in general, then it goes and teaches the case of the eishes achiv, the wife of his brother, who was not in the planet Earth with him at the same time, v'hada tana kolaso. And then it goes back and teaches the case of the daughter-in-law. So basically, just to summarize so far, we had three different explanations. The Marshal explains it. It's not necessarily exclusive. You might come on to use one and overlap into the other, but we had the Chumrah was our first approach. Then we had questions on that, so we went to the Lashon of it came from a Drasha. We had questions on that. At the end of the day, it's how close of a relative it is to the man. So that seemed to be the final answer. Now the Gemara is going to work out not the order of the women, but the precise Lashon that's used in the Mishnah. So more can you just ask now and say like this. Umay iriya detana potros. Why did the Mishnah say a Lashon of their potter, right, to exempt? They exempt the tsaros, their co-wives, their competitions. Lisni osros. Why didn't you say that it makes it osir, right? Ultimately, the tsaros not only potter from the yibum, but it's actually she's osir to marry the yavam. So why didn't you use a lashon of isir? Why did you say that it makes them potter? So itan osros. Well, the one answers, if you would have told me that they're osir to marry, Havamina would think to say osir liyabim. Yeah, you're right. The isur is only on the yibum. Ava mechlat chotzo, but they could do the chalitza, right? That would be allowed. Meaning something like, what's the big deal? So I'll spit in the shoe. I'll get that out of the way. There's no real problem with doing that. So then you'd be confused and think that no, that the only issue is on the yibum, and then the chalitza is on. Again, chalitza we explained last week is like it's like giving a divorce. It's like a get, not marrying this woman. So kamash malan, no, that's why it tells you they're potter, to show that no, it's not. She's like potter means you're totally off the hook. There's nothing even to talk about. There's not even a chalitza to do. So therefore, that's why the lashon of potros was used instead of osros, because osros you would have thought that maybe at least there was something to do with a chalitza. Okay, so then if that's true, ask the Gemara of Lisne asura lachlots. So no, just say it very explicit. The iser is on doing chalitza. So Gemara asks, well, my ka'ovid, right? You can't really, if you're going to say the halacha in that way, so like, what do you really do? My ka'ovid means like, what's wrong, right? What's the problem? He takes off a shoe, right? Spits in it, right? So what's the problem, right? Alam alo, right? Why can't they? So no, the Gemara says like this, the problem is like this. Im ata oimer chaletzes, if we say, yeah, you could do the chalitza, so then mis yabemes, they're going to come to do the yibun as well. Because what are people going to say? People aren't going to know the halacha. They're going to say, oh, look, yeah, the guy did a chalitza with her. So since he did a chalitza, must he could also do a yibum. And you can't do the yibum in this case. So therefore, just to make it clear, we don't even allow like an opening to do the chalitza. Okay. The came into Mimokah mitzvah who to Osira, Tzora, right? So maybe there's another reason why the Mishnah didn't use this lashon. Because in the case where the mitzvah of yibum is on the tzora, v'shalov makom mitzvah sharia, right? In a case where it's not being done for the mitzvah of yibum, so then she's allowed to get married him. Shimhachi tani potros. That's why. Meaning, let's just speak it out, because it'd be muttered for him to marry a woman who's not a relative, right? That's where he could marry. So that's why it says potros, and it doesn't say that osros, right? Because the Tana teaching us that they're not really osir inherently. It's just that they're potter. But in a case where there wouldn't be a relative, then he could marry the tsar of her. Okay, good. The Mishnah continues to working, analyzing the way the Mishnah is phrased. Umay iriya detani, why do you have to say min ha-chalitza u min ha-yibum, right? Lisne min ha-yibum l'chudei. Just tell me all that you have to do is that they don't do yibum at all. If you only would have said that they don't do the yibum, so the havamina michalat chotzo, they could do the maybe she should do the chalitza yabume lo miyabma, but they can't do the yibum. So right, so kamash malan. Therefore, that's why it was taught this way that kol haole liyibum ole lechalitza, that it's linked. That the two go together. If there's a din of doing yibum, then there's a requirement of doing chalitza. V'chol she'ena ola yibum, anyone who doesn't have to do, you don't do a yibum with, ena ola lechalitza. There's no obligation of doing chalitza unless there's yibum as well. But that's a really an important concept in the Masechta, that the two go the hand in hand, and we can't split them. So that's why the lashon was used. V'lisnei min ha'yibum u'min ha'chalitza. Right? Why? So again, if you just look back, we put chalitza first, right? So it's no, do the yibum first. List min hayibum min chalitza, inam min chalitza lechuda, or just say chalitza by itself, because once you've linked that, we know that you can't do the yibum either, right? So the reason why it doesn't do this, even last week it's really written in the Torah, is Abba Shaul. This is going according to the Shita of Abba Shaul. The Omer Mitzvahs Chalitza Kodemes L'Mitzvahs Yibum. He holds, if you have a choice, which is better to do, it's better to do the Mitzvah of Chalitza rather than do the Yibum. Right? Because if you're not doing this L'Shem Shemayim, which it's very hard to say the person is doing this L'Shem Shemayim, so therefore it would be better just to do Chalitza. That's his Shita, and then so that's why the Tana mentions Chalitza before Yibum, because it's going like this opinion of Abba Shaul. Okay. We're clear so far? Any questions? Good? Yeah?
I'm not so clear on the line. Kevin and Mamoko Mitzvah with Dasira a few lines up.
Yeah.
The actual character of the Gemara gives a Kivin Yibam Mokom Mitzvah Huda Sira Tzara Vishalom Mokom Mitzvah Sharia. I'm just like didn't really wrap my head around how that
is. Okay, so the Gemara's explained, this part, the Gemara's explaining why also didn't use the word Osros, right?
Right.
So it's saying, I'll read it again. Kivin Yibam Mokom Mitzvah Huda Asira Tzara, only cases where there's a mitzvah of Yibum, that replies that the Tzara is going to be Osir to him. Shalom imokam mitzvah sharia. But if he's not doing a mitzvah by doing yibum, so then she's allowed to be married to him, right? Because a person could marry the widow of his tzara. It's not relative to him. So mishum hachi. That's why it says potros. That's why it says that they're part of the tzaros. It doesn't say they're osros them. You know, it's the Torah teaching that they're not really inherently osr to him. It's just that they're partering him because of the unique message. I mean, if she'd be married to somebody else, that other woman who was not one of his relatives, then he'd be allowed to marry her. It's only because of the family relationship that he has with the husband. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of a hechatim to that it would be okay, but I don't know.
Okay. We'll go weiter. If you want, I'll clarify more at the end if we'll have time. Okay, minyana deresh lemute mai. Okay, so whenever you have counting, it's always coming to exclude something, right? It said 15 women, right? And then it goes to them. So what's that coming to exclude? Meaning, what other cases would you have thought? Uminyana de seifa lemute mai. So then the seifa, that's going to be later on. We'll see now on top of Amad Beis. Lumi Durav Udrav Asi. It's coming to exclude the cases of Rav and Ravasi. So it's actually, this week's Parsha. Parsha is Naso. Rav holds that a Tzora of a Sota, and Ravasi talks about the Tzora of an Islandess, right? A Sota is a woman who is warned not to have yichud with a particular man, and she goes ahead and does that anyway, right? Then she has the drink the bitter waters, okay? That's week's parsha. The islandess is a woman who is biologically unable to have any children, right? L'Rav l'Rav Asi l'Me'utei Mai. So according to Rav and Rav Asi, so then what are they saying that the mission is coming to exclude? Se'i sevir lehu dehadade. Right, each one, if they hold with the opinion of the other one, it would have to exclude the tzara of one who is The ma'enis means miyun is when she refuses. Just to explain this concept again, on a diraisa level, a father can marry off his daughter when she's 1 day old. Okay, if there's no father, then on a rabbinic level, the mother or a brother could marry her off as well before she's bas mitzvah. But once she becomes a gedolah, she's allowed to refuse. That's called miyun. So that's a din derabbanan because the marriage is derabbanan. So once she becomes on a deraisa level, her own level, her own das, she can refuse it. So that's the case of the tzora of the mamenis. So it was like this: the brother who died had two wives. One of them was the katana, and she refused to yavam. So then her tzora, her co-wife, is also going to be oused from doing yibum with him, right? But well, it's not. Totally off because he has to do chalitza, as Gemara doesn't explain. Okay, v'chada, says the Gemara, the other one will be lama'ute tzaras machzer grushoso. The other one's coming to exclude the tzara, the co-wife, of one who remarries the woman he divorced, right? It was a woman who was not allowed to remarry her former husband, right, actually married to another man. So that's a din of machzer grushoso. The e lo sevir lehu ledi hadade, but if Rav Navasi don't really agree with each other, right? So then one of them will have to exclude the opinion of the other because they don't agree to each other's shita. So it's one to exclude that. The chad and the other one will be lamute otzaras mamenes otzaras machzer grushoso. And then the other one will be either one of these two categories, either mamenes or the machzer grushoso. That those types of women would be what's it called, excluded from the counting in a Mishnah. That's why it's counted, right? The Chumash says that if a divorced woman married another man in between, she's not allowed to marry her first husband, even if her second husband like had died or he divorced her, right? So that's like the kinds of machzir grushoso. It's in the Perek Chav Dalet in Dvarim. Okay. Oh, so the word asked now continues says, "Lirav lirav Asi, lisninhu." According to Rav Asi, then they should teach these cases. Meaning, in their opinions, there's more than these 15 women that it applies to. So then, why aren't they listed off in the Mishnah? Right. So the Gemara's going to say they're not taught because they don't fit all the categories, right? There's din that apply to all these. Lefi she'enu b'tzaras tzora. They don't involve the tzora of a tzora, the co-wife of a co-wife, right? With the 15 women that earn the Mishnah, so we talk about their tzora and the tzaras tzora, right? The co-wife. But in cases with Rav and Ravasi, so they don't have it because both a sota and an islandess are potter, and then they're usher to all the brothers, right? If you think about it for a second, they're the Isra of Sota, right? That's probably what you think about. That's not because they're related by a family, to them, but it's like a personal issue, right? The islandess, the woman who is incapable of having kids, right? So none of the brothers could marry her tzara, so there's no real possible could ever come. You never have a heichitim that would come to a tzara's tzara. So therefore, that's why they're not listed in the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, because these 15 cases all could theoretically have tzara tzara, but not the sota case nor the islandess. Okay, so now we worked out the lashon. The Gemara is gonna go through and say like this: Minohani mili. Where do we learn, this whole idea that if it's an erva, you can't keep married her? Satan rabbonin. Isha el achosa lo sikach litzvor legalas ervosa aleha bechayeha. Right? So aleha, matam aloimer, what does it mean when the pasuk says the word with her? Vishinemar yevoma yavo aleha. Because it talks about the wife of the brother. It says that the brother-in-law will live with her. So Shemeani afil ba'achas mikol arayas hamuros b'torah kosa medaber. So you would think that this is talking, right, when doing Yibum, that any one of the arayas that are mentioned in the Torah, Senemer Kan, Aleha, Venemer Lahalon, Aleha. So that's why it makes like a Gezerah Shava, Aleha, Aleha, with her. So what's the Gezerah Shava? Ma Lahalon, Bimakom Mitzvah, just like over there, that the Yibum is a case where they're doing a Mitzvah, Afkan, Bimakom Mitzvah. So too, it has to be in a case where they're doing a Mitzvah. Lo sikach. So it says, even in a case where you're doing the yibum, there's still the isser of doing that with her. The ainli elahi. All I know is that she, meaning the wife's sister, is potter from yibum. Tzorosa minayin. How do I know that her tzor is also going to be potter? Setamad loimar litzror. The pasuk says litzror. Let me just pull out Chumash for a second, because we're going to come back to this over again. Now, I'll read the pasuk. This is in, easy to remember, 18:18. Pasuk Achrei Mos, V'isha elachoysa lo sikach, litzvor legalis ervosa aleha b'chayeha. Rashi says, elachoysa shtehin ke'achas, litzvor loshen tzora, lasos es zo tzora lezo, b'chayeh limedcha she'im gersho, lo yisa es achosa kol zman shehi b'chayim. So that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. This is the source that says that even she can't, and her tzor as well. Okay, so ainli says the Gemara ela tzorosa. All I know, excuse me, is her co-wife. Okay, tzoras tzorosa minayin. How do I know that the co-wife of her co-wife is also going to be potter? Tam alomer litzvor. Litzor means like to be a rival, right? Some explain it's like with a double resh. So that's the limud. Velo latzor, right? Which latzor means that there's there's several rival wives, one after the other. So that's why it would continue and go up until then and make them exempt from the mitzvah. Ve'eini ela achos isha. Okay. From this Gezeirah Shava, all that I know is that Yibum doesn't apply to the Achos Isha, to his wife's sister. Sha'ar Rayas Minayin, how do I know that they apply to any other woman who's an Erva to him? So Amart, Ma Achos Isha Meyuchedes. You could say just like the Achos Isha, his wife's sister is specific, Shehi Erva, because that's an Erva to him. Right, so when you have an iser kares, if you do it on purpose, right? So there's kares, and when it's accidentally done, then it's a chatas, right? But asur liabim, and then I'm sorry, I skipped two words. Then it's also asur to Yavim, right, to do the Yibum with her. So afkol shehi erva. So there's like a mavatiyus. So too, in any case, binyav, all the cases, that's an erva, v'chayavas al zdonu kareis, v'al shikosu achatos, asur liyavim. So it's any other case where you would have an iser kareis in place of did on purpose, and the accidentally would be, you didn't know who it was, you thought it was someone else, it was done b'shogi, that'd be achatos. So therefore, there's an iser to do the Yibum with all of the krovim. The Ainli Elahain. So okay, so now all I have is the actual woman themselves, that they're going to be osir to have Yibum. Tsaro Sehin Minayin. How do I know that the rival co-wives, the competition, I guess the better translation, the competition wives, the rival wives are also going to be part of Yibum? Samart Ma Achos Ishim Yuchedes. Just like the wife's sister is very specified, Shehi Erva. She's prohibited for him to marry. V'chayv malzdona kareis on purpose of yisur kareis. V'ash shigagosa chatas v'asul yabim. Right? V'tsaroso asura. And in her case, that the tsar, her rival wife, is also going to be asur. So from that case, we'll learn out to all others. From the case of the isha, achos isha, from your wife's sister, that's going to teach us all the cases. Afkol, shehi erva, any other, so too, that fit this category, this description, that's an erva, v'chayavin alez al zdona kareis, v'ashkoso chatas, v'asul yabim, tzoroso sura. So any case where the tzor is also going to be prohibited as well. Mikan Amr Chachamim. So from here, the Chazal say, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tzarosehim V'Tzaros Tzarosehim Min HaChalitza Min HaYivim Ad Sof HaOlam. That's the source, how we learn out from our Mishnah, that the 15 women, that they potter their Tzara and the Tzaros Tzarosehim, right? Both from doing the Chalitza, the Yibum, for all generations. I mean, you could go, there'd be many, many different permutations of it, and that would work. Okay. We'll go a little bit weiter. We'll try to do a little bit more. Now, on this, there's a Mishnah on Yud Gimel that goes through and does add six more cases. Mishnah starts actually on Amid, the bottom of Amid Aleph. It says, Sheish Arayas, I'm reading just the Mishnah on Yud Gimel for a minute. Sheish Arayas Chamurois Me'elu. There's six more, right? We had 15 in our Mishnah. Really, it's 21. Really, it's 21. Sometimes in yeshivas, when they learn the first Mishnah, they jump to Yud Gimel as well and do these two Mishnayos together. You get the little broader picture. For the Daf of Shavua, we'll have to jump around a little bit. So there's six more Arayas who are more Machmir. Mipnei Shinesuois La'acherim. Sarosehim Mutoros. Imo Ve'eshes Aviv Ve'achos Aviv Ve'achoso Me'aviv Ve'eshes Achi Aviv Ve'eshes Achi Achiv Me'aviv. So these are the additional six cases. So the Gemara is going to now quote these. It doesn't really explain what the reference is to at first, but we'll see. We'll unpack it a little bit. Yachol, the Havamina is, says the Gemara, Shani Mar Be'af Sheish Arayas Chamuros Me'elu Shehu Tzarosehim Asuros. So the Havamina with these other six women, right? The mother, his father's sister, right? These are also are also there's an erva, it's a chi of kares on that. So then you would think that their tzarosehen, their co-wives also should be osir to be yibum, right? So Amar, so you will say like this: Ma ochos ishto miuchedes, the wife's sister is specific, is designated shehi erva, right? She's an erva that we've seen this for. V'chayven al zdona kares v'ashigos achatos v'efshar linase la'achim v'asur liyavim. So now we're pointing out, no, she is allowed to marry one of the brothers, but she's also to the yavim, right? To do yibum with him, and in that case, v'tzarosa asura. So, right, her tzara is going to be osur. So af kol shehi erva, so too, just like anything that matches that description, that category. Anything else is an erva. V'chayavin al zdona kares v'al shigas achatas v'ef shalinasi la'achim, the possible to marry the one of the brothers v'asur li'avim, and as li'avim tzara asura. So that would be the case. So in this case, that's going to exclude now. Yotzu sheish arayas chamuros me'elu. That's going to exclude the six women's hoil de'ia shalinas elachim, because those women can't marry the brothers, right? Your mother can't marry your brother, right? Right? Is it the brother's mother, or because it's the father's wife? Whatever it is, you know, however you work out like that, that's mean it's impossible for them to marry the brother. Tzarosehin mutaros. So then in that case, since they couldn't marry it, their tzaros, their co-wives, are going to be allowed to be married. She'ein tzara ela me'ach. Because a tzara only applies on the brother. Right? In other words, the iser against marrying the tzara of an erva, that's only in cases by the yibum. But if there's no yibum to talk about, then the tzara is not going to be it's not going to be osir at all. Okay. Azhara shamanu. Okay, good. Now, Bryce says, like, we heard this whole warning that you're not allowed, the Yavam can't marry his karov, right? That's what we saw. That was the pasuk over here, 18:18 in Vayikra. Onesh minayin. Where's the punishment? How do we know that the punishment? So I'm going to skip a few psukim. It's in the same parak, but it's going to be in Chaf Tes. Just read the pasuk first, then we'll see the Gemara. I'm reading Chaf Tes now. Kikol asher ya'ase mikolach toevos ha'ela. Anybody who does one of these toevos, these abominations, v'nichrasu hanafashos ha'osos mikerav amam. Right? that they're going to these nefashos, these people. Rashi says hazocher v'hanakeva mashma. The people who do those get a chiyav. It says befer has a chiyav of karis. So the Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk, right? Amar kra ki kol each asher yaseh mikol hatoevos. Right? Anyone who does these prohibitions. So that's now where we see that there is a chiyav karis for these actions. So that's, we have the azhara. Excuse me, the warning, and we have the onish as well. So you know what? This is probably actually a good stopping point. I guess I'll take any questions. The next subject that the Gemara is going to go into, it's a fascinating discussion. Probably we'll go more into depth next week. The idea of an aseh is doich elos aseh. So we have a mitzvah aseh to do the yibum, but we have a los aseh over here of the erva. Right, so why don't we say okay? So mitzvah is doich halos aseh. So this is actually a big shas sugya. We get to spills onto to daf dalid. Are there any questions at this point?